Good morning, everybody, friends, family, foes, and everyone. Less, I don't know. You know what? It's always just fun to start it like that. But, okay, I may or may not have fixed a sound problem that I may have had. We're not sure. I don't really know. But I guess I'm going to find out because I think I was having issues with some of this stuff. But we're going to find out. Mystery music on. Because it's so eerie, isn't it? It's getting all right. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. You know, first couple days into the week or whatever. I know Lincoln did. Lincoln, say what's up to everybody. Say a word.
Hey, guys. I changed my voice over the weekend, and I figured it was, I had a really stupid white voice like this. But I think it was better than the high shit that I had going on. I mean, goddamn. My friend George said I sounded like Terrence and Phillip. And that can't happen, no, 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 no. Anyway, guys, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Welcome to Dad and Lincoln's Trails. Oh, oh,
oh. Well, thanks, Linky. All right, everybody, how are you doing? Lincoln, I gotta say, you're a lot more handsome with that voice than that high-pitched thing. You can. But yeah, I can still make that noise. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. It's not that you should do that. Not okay. I'm just kidding, Chaka. I don't even know how your name became Chaka from Lincoln, but it did. How's everybody doing? Man, okay, so I have a stupid theory that, well, I mean, I know that I'm right because I forget not everybody's as smart as I am, so. You know, it's that perfection thing of it just sucks being perfect all the time. You know what I mean? Knowing that I'm not in that fucking category. This is a really stupid theory, but I mean, is it really as stupid as all the other ones? I mean, it's you know what I mean? If you get on to man, by the way, I hope that I fixed this little sound issue that I had going on. And I don't even know if I had one going on. I listened back on some of my things. I never listened to myself. Oh, God, Lincoln, give it to me. I never listened to my own podcast. But I did the other day just to get a whatever in my voice. I mean, just my... excuse me. Oh, man, that is not an alcohol thing. No, no, no. That would be from drinking too much. Well, it's morning, so you gotta try to drink. Anyway, point being. I forgot what I was talking about. So, that being said, there's a theory, and I guess it's as dumb as any other ones, but what if all this stuff going on, Bigfoot, all these things that everybody says that they see, and whatever else not, whatever. Who doesn't, whatever, Nelson's, you know, whatever. What if these are aliens? Oh, dropping off. Things that they are made. So, like, say they are cloning, like, creatures to see if our atmosphere is breathable for them. Or to see what happens with their other, scientific creatures that they're making like us and other things. And they're just dropping Bigfoot off to see how they're going to do in our atmosphere. And that's why you always associate aliens with Bigfoots or you see orbs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now, this theory, not by me. This was a theory from... Oh. Yeah, honestly, I don't know. Maybe... I don't think I come up, but so Bigfoot and other creatures are genetically made creatures by aliens to study the atmosphere of our planet. They drop them off and pick them up later to see how our atmosphere affects them. That's why Bigfoot or any other cryptid, usually after being seen, witnesses see a UFO or something similar in the around, you know, the same area in the same time. I mean, could have extraterrestrial origin. They could have an extra testicle origin. These monsters could be a test entity, a biological creation created by the pilots of flying saucers to test whether or not our atmosphere was breathable to their species as a part of their genetic engineering, believing that's why UFOs are spotted around, you know, these monsters, dropping them off and picking them up back up later. I mean, listen, I always go around. I like to. I'm sorry. I don't always, because, you know, we know how perfect I am and all that. What? I hope this all works. I don't know. Anyway, you always hear, I always try to get all the other people, you know what I'm saying, that have podcasts, to collaborate, to whatever. I mean, you know, bounce off ideas, because, I mean, really, it isn't, I mean, the one thing I hate about life and all that is about people is if one has presented, nobody wants to collaborate anything. They want something for themselves, and stupid. I mean, the biggest thing I've always said that is a pain in the ass is like, we're all on this planet doing the same thing, just trying to live and get by. Why don't we just like get along and you know, and not whatever with each other? I mean, that's not to say that there's some idiocracy thing, but that's not my judgment to make. I mean, who knows? I'm probably the biggest idiot in the, you know, whatever. Anyway. So I'm thinking about, I think I'm going to start this podcast. I used to play in these bands, and we're still whatever. But I think I'm going to start a podcast on local music in Tulsa, because they used to have a really, really good music scene here. And maybe there is. I don't know. I haven't really listened, but I'm going to find out. Maybe there are people that already have this. So, again, that would go back to collaboration with other people. Let me know if this sounds better than it has. I don't know if it does or if it does. Also, if you have not, check out my website. It's now I'm gonna have to change this. I understand. JoelShaddy77.podbean.com. Then you go on and you see all here, all my podcasts. And I've got a website that I'm working up. Podbean gives you a website that you know, have. Everybody, check it out, because I've also got on my Tanoa Vale Astronomy podcast, but I need to, that's all broke down right now, trying to get everything back up, and blah, 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 blah. But this one is working. And now, it's JoelShaddy77.podbean.com. Get on there. You can check out my crowdfunding page or become a Patreon. You know, you could put $1 to $3 if you want. It helps the channel, helps me keep the lights on. I always appreciate it. I love hearing from everybody as well. I'm going to have some cool shirts coming out, some real cool things that I'm going to be giving away. If you're a Patreon, you can get some of this stuff. I do different stuff that I give stuff away. I can't ever keep anything anyway, so I give real cool stuff away. Just because. And I'm going to have shirts coming up. And, you know, it's just fun. So check out Joel Shaddy 77. That's JoelShaddy 77.podbean.com. Still working on the website, so, you know, it's not perfect. But check it out. Become a patron. I know I would love it. I know that you guys would benefit from it. And it's a hell of fun. Also, you can email me at joelshaddy77@gmail.com, and I will read your emails and your stories, whatever. If you hate me, you can get on there and tell me how bad. If you want me to tell your story, I will get on there. Or you can call in on live here on Podbean. You know, check that out as well. Yeah, it's a blast. So I'm going to get right into this one. Now, I'm not really, this is not anything that I've heard. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to get right on this. So my friend George from Australia, which, man, I would kill to go to Australia. I might wait to see if he's going to kick up on here. Great dude. He's got a really awesome podcast on Podbean. Oh, what is it? God, I had it written down just so I wouldn't. Like, once you're already doing the slide down, I don't think you can bounce off of that. I will get it in a few, though. He's on an awesome any podcast. But anyway, he emailed me, and I want to get on this one because, well, I didn't see it. I did. You know, I'm a moron. He's got a question. His mystery is, how do I stop my dog, Bon Bon, his producer, from eating honeybees? Well, George, to be honest with you, that's a good question. I kind of looked that up for you. If he's anything like Lincoln, he won't learn from it. Lincoln, say what's up to George. I know you, man. You guys are homies. Hey, Lincoln, where'd you go?
Hi, guys. What's up? George, what's up, man? How you doing? My dad is a fucking idiot. I don't listen to him. He's a dumbass.
Lincoln, don't cuss on here. Please.
Oh, fuck off. Whatever, man. I don't eat honeybees. I do. I'm sorry. I'll eat a whole goddamn nest. I don't give a shit. They're fucking good. And, they buzz in your mouth. Flies, honestly, are a little bit better. But Bon Bon, I got you, bro. It's cool. I don't even worry about it. Don't fret. These humans, they're idiots. They think that they're morons. All right? Bon Bon, keep it up, my man. Keep it up.
Thank you, Lincoln. So, honestly, I'm not real sure. Lincoln won't learn from his mistakes. He probably got that from me. It's not a bad question. Lincoln plays with a fly. But I could see him, once he sees a bee, it's just leaving winter now, going into spring, so they're going to be coming out like mad. And I'm sure Lincoln gets into everything.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker! Okay. I'm going to stop. I'm sorry.
Stop cussing. What if kids are listening? Lincoln.
Whatever. Nobody listens to this podcast. Nobody. So I don't think you have to worry about that. You loser.
Thanks, Dick Nose. Anyway, yeah. George, actually hit me up because, man, I want to ask you about something. In Australia. And it goes back to my stupid universe. So I, from what I understand, I've not ever been to I don't think I've ever been south of the equator. However, did you know that if you are on the north, I can't believe I can't even say this right. Yeah, I can't believe it. But if you're north of the equator, that's how you would probably say this, the moon to us looks, well, it looks like it's, you know, right side up. That's how we always see it. If you go past the equator south, it is totally upside down from how we see it. I mean, it makes sense. It totally makes sense. It really does. I get it. Hey, thank you, Lincoln. Thank you.
Well, that's what you're just saying. I'm Amy and Bailey. I swear, that's what. Why are you? Oh, God. Okay, whatever. Man, hit that. Oh, shit, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Lincoln. But that, from what I understand, the moon will be totally upside down to us. That being said, yeah, that's anybody that's not in it, I love astrology. I have a whole nother podcast. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's anything else. I'm just saying I've got this other podcast that I talk about astronomy stuff, not like the aliens. So I guess I probably do get into that, but not much. Sorry, it's just awesome. And I should get my attention off something. what was I? Anyway. Oh, yeah. So, George, I wanted to ask you, take a picture of the moon and, I don't know, email it to me. I want to see how you guys see it. I don't know if it'll work, detail-wise. But, you know, whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying. George, I'll find out about the bee thing. Bon, I hope that you, I don't know. Lincoln's kind of a horn dog, so I don't know if you're male or female.
Hey, man, I'm totally, hey, I'm smooth, like my bitches. Hey, it's not because I want to be like that. It's just how it is.
Lincoln, how many times have I told? Okay, everybody, I apologize for my dog. Well, I do love him, though. Hey, that's right, Lincoln. We all love you, Bubba. Well, all right. So let's just get right into this. I got a couple of emails. I will get into those. This, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Stan Gordon. Stan Gordon, he is a man, a guy. He's actually written some books. He's got, a couple books. He has a bunch of different books about different sightings of different cryptids and things like such, and astonishing encounters. Bunch of stuff in Pennsylvania. I guess he's pretty successful. I mean, I don't know. Is writing books anymore? Is that something that, I mean, anybody can do it. I just like a podcast. You know, no reason nobody listens by it. Everybody has one. So, you know, if you guys have ever know, like, if you're a millennial, you're not going to know about this. If you're my age, you will. Anybody see Pump Up the Volume, that guy that had his own radio station? When I was a kid, it'd be amazing. It was a goddamn fucking amazing to have your own radio show. You know what I'm saying? That's probably why I heard it. I was like, oh, my God, a podcast. It's like, oh, this is kind of like your own radio station. I mean, I found out that if you play music on it, they'll kick you off Spotify. But that's beside the point. Now, when I get this other podcast that I've got going on, it's going to be a music thing. I'm not real sure how they handle the copyright thing. But, I mean, I'm going to have bands on, and I'm going to be playing their music. But obviously, now, I'm going to get into that as I go. Now I'm in this, though. So, that being said. Oh, and if anybody wants to call in and tell me about their stories, please do. I love hearing from everybody's campfire stories and such, or not. Now, this story from Dan Gordon. Now, gliding alien reported in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure I'm familiar with this. The following incident occurred in a rural location near Uniontown, Pennsylvania, in Fayette County. Not sure where that is. I had the opportunity to interview a primary witness twice by phone, but due to a family emergency, I was unable to go to the scene to search the area and interview all of those who were involved. The investigation was carried out by another research associate of mine, Jim Brown. The following information was obtained by Jim Brown and released after his investigation. Five witnesses observed what they described as an alien glide across a field near Uniontown, Pennsylvania. The sighting occurred on August 3rd, 2000, at about 10 o'clock p.m. The witness is described the being as about 5 feet tall with long, slender extremities. It carried a brown staff about 5 feet long. It was observed for about a minute from a distance of about 250 feet. So really, that's not too far. No apparent disturbances to the area around the being were reported. The creature appeared to glide about 6 inches above the ground, according to the witnesses. Weather conditions were cool and clear with no wind. No sounds were reported, and witnesses commented on it seeming abnormally quiet at the time. Crickets and other normal background noises were absent. The witnesses lost sight of the being when they drove a short distance up the road to an area which they thought could offer a better view, only about 75 to 100 feet from where the being was seen. A small knoll obstructed their view as they drove. When they got to the closer location, the being was gone. The witnesses returned home after their encounter. They reported no serious effects from their sighting, although three of them did claim to be very tired the next day. I visited the site along with four of the witnesses almost 3 weeks after the event, as this was the earliest we could get together. No physical evidence was found, and the terrain does match the witnesses' reports regarding roads and points of observation. Well, Jim Brown, I would actually like to hear from you about that one, because that's something you got to see for yourself. I'm just saying, it's not because I'm not saying anyone's credible or not. That's just a pretty, hey, that's, man, you know what? Hey, I just tell the stories. You know what? You guys could pick them from your own. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling this. That's all I do. I don't even think anyone cares if I believe it or not. But like I said, I always say I believe, and I don't believe that not anything can't happen. So basically, that's a double negative saying, yeah, I believe it happens. In a negative way, but not negative. Never mind. You know what? Don't, you know, if you don't understand it, don't worry about it. I believe everything can happen. Just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Here's another, so this one could be possibly, kind of not an alien day, but a day of strange lights and gliding entities. Maybe. You know, it's kind of random how I tell these stories. It's not really not like my life. It's not a structure to it. Just kind of how it goes. Isn't that what we like about it? Now, on October 4th, 2008, 2 days before my birthday, not year-wise, I was born in 1977, on October 6th. So, you know what? Don't worry about it. Not important. On October 4th, 2008, two hunters in Elk County, Pennsylvania, encountered something strange, which they are still trying to find an explanation for. The two men entered the woods at about 4:45 a.m. It had been raining, and it was quite dark. For lighting, they had only a hat light and a mini mag light. Boy, lights. Haven't flashlights changed over the years? Now they got these, well, LEDs. Now, hey, you know something real, you know what the difference is of LED lights and then the old fashioned just light bulb? Like, you know, old light bulbs, you have the 60 watt, 80 watt, 100 watts, 120 watts, right? Well, now you have LEDs. Now, the difference of this, of a light bulb, and the, you know, just so if you're at a party, you want to tell a cool thing. Reason LEDs are so much brighter, when you had a standard light bulb that was like an 80 watt or 100 watt, it had to be plugged in and electricity would go to it, right? Well, the reason that LEDs have more light is because light bulbs have to be heated up. And then those little prongs in there with the wire across, that has to be heated. And once it gets to 100 amps, then it starts to glow off the light. But it's got to have all that power getting up to the 100 watts before it can give off that the electricity. So a light bulb has emits a lot more electricity than it should to heat the light bulb up. LEDs, you get 14 amps, it just goes straight to it, and that's why it produces more light. quicker. It doesn't have to heat the little spring up, the coils inside of it, to produce light. And that's why LEDs are better than light bulbs. And that's why they're cheaper. It doesn't have to, basically 100 watts of microwave, you know, waves have to emit all the light bulb before it works. LEDs go straight to it. So that is why. So if you still use regular light bulbs, now at my work, John, my old job, old I say, I change all those out to LEDs. Anyway, so that just looks stupid. All right. So on October 4th, 2008, two hunters in Elk County, Pennsylvania, encountered something strange, which they are still trying to find an explanation for. The two men entered the woods at 4:45, as I said earlier, a.m. It had been raining, and it was quite dark for lighting. They had only a hat light and a mini mag light. That's where we went off into the light thing. So, following this story, as the fellows walked further into the wood, the wooded area, they heard the sound of a coyote howl, and the two men stopped. A short time later, they heard coyotes howling from various locations all around the woods. It appeared to be three different packs of animals. The men hunted quite often. The one witness told me that he had never heard so many coyotes howling like that before. At times, it was hard for the two men to communicate with each other. It was loud. It must have been loud. Suddenly, about 150 or 200 yards ahead of on the other side of the field, they noticed two dimly glowing lights. The lights were about the size of a basketball and about 2 feet apart and estimated to be about 15 feet above the ground. They glowed and like the indigo color of a watch. The two men thought the lights were odd, but considered that maybe they were some hunters ahead. The men shut off their lights and ducked down. As they walked forward in the distance toward where they saw the first glowing lights, they now observed what looked like a flashlight beam flashing back and forth between the tree line. They did not think this was odd, since it was a cherry season, archery season. Well, it's spread out, man. What can I say? And there was the possibility that other hunters were in the area. Within minutes of seeing the single beam light, about 10 individual white beams of light suddenly appeared. And that's when you know something's not normal. They were connected to a huge solid object that was hovering less than 50 feet over a fishing pond and about the same distance from the house. Ben couldn't believe what he was seeing. He immediately yelled to his wife, who was busy in the kitchen. I don't know where the Ben came from, but she hurried in the room. Hang on. Yeah. So. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. I know why this happened. I missed it. Now, these beams of light flashed around, seemed to originate from one point, and were not moving around as you would expect if we were carried by someone. The beams appeared to be about 10 feet above the ground and projected parallel with the ground and extended straight out from originating location. The other hunter asked out loud, "How many are there?" It seemed odd to the two hunters that these lights did not seem to be trying to find a path through the woods. The men were confused as to what they were seeing. Their attention was then drawn to a glowing figure moving from the area of the beams of light. It seemed as though one light beam led it to the field. The glowing human-like form moved from about 20 feet out into a grass field. The grass in the area was about 6 inches tall. And the other beams of light suddenly went out, disappeared. One witness described the being in similar to a silhouette of a person just glowing, completely glowing. The man said the best way to describe what they saw was someone took glow in the dark paint and rubbed it on a person's body. The person was estimated to be about 3 feet tall. The head may have been a little larger than a human, and the upper part of the body seemed to lean forward. Creepy. The arms on the arm, blah, 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 blah. I hate it with the days when I can't talk, right? You know what I'm saying? Just one of those days. It's usually every day for me, so maybe it's not a day. Anyway. The arms appeared to hang straight down and were longer than that of a human. The legs were hard to see as the glow was blocking out the shape. The color of the glow was described as a light green lime color. The being seemed to be moving as twice the speed of the two men who were walking fast. It actually gave the impression that it was gliding and no sound was heard. The one man recalled that he was becoming quite shook up during the incident, and he began to whistle out loud. Moments later, the being, which had been moving steadily, just stopped on a dime. It remained motionless for about 30 seconds. It then moved about 20 feet into the field, then suddenly just vanished. It disappeared in front of their eyes, and it was never seen again. Within about 2 minutes after the being disappeared, all the coyotes in the area suddenly stopped howling. The entire incident lasted a total of about 5 minutes. As one of the witnesses told me, "I know what I saw. I just don't know what it was." The men went back to the location later that day and looked around for any traces where they had seen the lights and the mysterious being, but nothing was found. The men tried to rationalize what they had experienced and would be interested to know if anyone has ever seen anything similar in that area. Well, I'm not sure. I've not seen anything in that area. But that being said, that doesn't mean much. Now, if anybody else has, hit me up because I'm curious. 4Q, what's up? Thank you for joining. Always love seeing your name on here pop up. Anyway, I got to take a short break. As always, I won't leave you just sitting here bored. But I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. For I won't leave you bored, and my voice, always annoying as it might be, don't worry, you'll get a break from it. Anyway, don't go anywhere again. This is a fun little thing, so here we go. All right, so I may have screwed that up. My bad. How's everybody doing? 4Q, thank you a million.
That always helps me because I thought there was sound playing and there was not. So, I want to thank you for that. Let me, let's do something here. I hate when that happens. I'm just saying.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Right on. When I take a break, I try to play something that will be, hearable. Not my annoying voice, but, something more interesting. But I don't think it worked. Let me ask you something. Let me try this. Can you hear? Let me ask you. Can you hear this? About the astronomy stuff? Can you hear that astronomy stuff playing by chance? No? Okay. Okay. So you just hear my voice and the... Well, I'm going to have to fix that probably then. Okay, so you can just hear my voice. You can't hear this thing playing. I thought my Bluetooth stuff was working, and maybe it isn't. I guess it isn't. Go figure. Okay. Well. Okay. Can you hear the music behind my voice playing by chance? I wonder why my Bluetooth doesn't. Oh, you can't hear this music? Like that eerie thing? Like if I turn that off, can you? Now it's totally just my voice. You can't hear this. Dun, 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 dun. Like that little kind of music. Can you hear this? Can you hear that music? Like the intro music. Okay. So you can hear all this stuff in the background. You just can't hear. Okay. 4Q, I owe you. I hate trying to get the sound right on this. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one thing I have an issue with. And it's not like it's Podbean's fault so much as it is I'm just an idiot. But, I guess it can play out either way. I never claim to be the smartest person in the world, but the second, maybe third, but not the first. Well, anyway, that all being said, did anybody hear just on astronomy news? Because I always 4Q, you know about my astronomy pod, the To No Avail astronomy podcast I have. I'm gonna get that going again back on. But man, I wish I could get the sound in here work. I thought my Bluetooth stuff was working, and I guess it isn't. I'll have to get that working. But anyway, okay. Well, there is a did anybody hear about the big mushroom cloud that was seen over the ocean? And the government is saying, of course, they're being quiet about it. But this huge explosion happened over the ocean. I was told I looked it up and I could not see anything on this story, of course. But apparently there was a big explosion over the ocean. I don't even know if it was over the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean. I just heard it was over the ocean. And the government is totally just not talking about it. Now, I heard about this from... I don't even know where I heard about it from. Anyway. I thought it would be an interesting story. Maybe it is not. Nobody, of course, the government's not hiding it. Okay. I've got another human-like figure seen on hovering UFO. Okay, human-like figures. Excuse me, plural. Seen on hovering UFO. That's different than just a floating, hovering creature or, you know, alien-like being. This is going to be, okay. This is where Ben came into the story. I got two stories. Sort of sideswap them. All right. Human-like figures seen on hovering UFO. Among the multitudes of UFO cases that I have investigated over the years, there are a few cases that stand out as being as significant and detailed as this one. So, the incident occurred during the, of course, the 1960s in a rural area of Westmoreland County. During that time period, there were numerous reports of large metallic discs and saucer-shaped objects, quite often reported with windows hovering low, or in some cases, landing on the ground. In some reports, very human-like or small humanoid creatures were observed in the vicinity of the craft. That I've never seen. I will call the two brothers in this story Ben and Jason. Both fellows who I was in touch with for my many years have now passed on. Ben, until this UFO encounter, was a UFO skeptic, to say the least. He and his younger brother would actually physically fist fight when arguing whether UFOs were real or not. Ben joined the Navy and obtained a high security clearance and worked with our nation's latest aviation technology on board one of our most advanced aircraft carriers. He knew what type of advanced aircraft our pilots were flying, but what he experienced in February of 1968 changed his life forever. Ben had just left the Navy and had gotten married. He and his wife rented a country home near the small community of Mutual. That evening, Ben looked out the window to see if it had continued to snow. What immediately caught his attention was a metallic gray rod about 20 feet in front of the window. The rod was one of three similar probes. That were connected to a huge solid object that was hovering less than 50 feet over a fishing pond and about the same distance from the house. Ben couldn't believe what he was seeing. He immediately yelled to his wife, who was busy in the kitchen. She hurried in the room where Ben was to see what he needed. He pointed out the window and she screamed, "Oh my God, what is that?" The object looked oval-shaped, with a dome on the top. The object itself was a battleship gray color, and it gave Ben the feeling that it was maybe it was old or ancient. The dome object appeared to be about 50 or 60 feet in diameter, and the bottom of the object looked hollow. Approximately 3/4 of the way up from the bottom of the object was a structure like catwalk, centered in the middle of the craft. So there was like a little ledge on it, okay? The witness had noticed windows or portholes on the dome and lower section of the object. He could also see what appeared to instrument panels through the portholes. At times, various colored lights would flash in the portholes as well. Ben also recalled as what appeared to be shadows of people moving around near the instrument. The hollowed out section at the bottom of the object was about 20 feet in diameter, and there were many lights within it were spinning so quickly the witnesses couldn't tell what direction it was going. The bright light illuminated from the bottom and lit up the surrounding area. Ben described seeing a human-like figure come out and stand on the catwalk. The being raised his hands up to its eyes and looked directly towards the witness. Then a second similar-looking being joined the first one, and they appeared to be communicating with each other. The man put on some outdoor clothes and stepped out on the porch to study the object. During the observation, his brother in Greensburg was noticed about the ongoing sighting, that so he and his wife made their way out to the way out the mutual. As Ben and his wife watched the object began to slowly ascend higher into the sky, the object was still there when his brother and wife arrived. They got into one car and followed the object as it rose to about 50 feet overhead. They got out of the car and watched as the object rose much higher in the sky and looked like a huge bright light. The object moved across the sky and changed to a red color as it accelerated as it was lost from sight. The observers called the Latrobe Airport to report what they saw and learned that they had received other sightings of it as well. Ben later told me, if I hadn't seen it for myself, I could not have been convinced. Ah, well, Ben, gotta say, that is a, I mean, I believe you, dude. I really do, because, man, like I say, just because we can't, I mean, you know, and things like that are just gonna appear, especially when you're not looking. Usually, when you don't have a camera, or something like, you know, or you do have a camera, but the SIM card and, the camera are inside, the battery's charging, so you just left it looking, going, shit. You know, I mean, that's when you usually would see like a big or some object that would be like, I got to record this. You can't, you know. Well, anyway, that's all I really got for today. I got to fix my sound apparently, but everybody have a wonderful day. Wonderful evening. Definitely. If you have not, go to Joel Shaddy 77. That's Joey L. S-H-A-D-D, as in dog, A-Y, 77.podbean.com. Check out my website. Check out my crowdfunding page. Become a Patreon. $1 or $3. Man, helps keep the lights on. Everybody, have a wonderful day, and I will see